Good morning, and welcome to our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar. I'm John Newkirk, and I will be the MC of this morning's session. Our intent of this webinar series is to provide information that's useful to not only professionals working with farmers and ranchers, but also to farmers and ranchers themselves. Information that's useful in the decision making, not only if they're caught in financial trouble, but hopefully as we move through some what seem to be approaching uncertain times or in the midst of, some advice to help them stay out of trouble as well. Each of our series, and the June series is on credit, transitions from the global national context to the very specific information and recommendations for individual agricultural firms. And our goal of this series is to have information that is useful across the spectrum of U.S. ag. We're aware that as we find ourselves here in the spring of 2009, not all sectors are facing the future in similar financial positions. The livestock industry, especially dairy, finds themselves with very depressed prices. And while other sectors have lower prices, they've been able to improve their financial position over the last few years. So we're aware of that. There are differences between small and large. We've tried to design the series, though, so that the principles involved, especially the financial principles, apply across all. Your involvement is welcome. And we have several different ways for you to be involved. The first one, today, while Dr. Cole is speaking, you can enter questions over here in this little chat box that's over on the left-hand side. There's a little narrow window that you enter them in, and then you, when you're done typing, you click on that return arrow, and that supplies the questions. We have a group of folks behind the scenes that'll take those questions, and if several of them are similar, we'll roll them into one. And then after Dr. Cole is finished with his presentation, I will supply those questions to Dr. Cole, and we'll engage in a Q&A. Other areas that we'd like your involvement in, we'd like you to join in the post-webinar online discussion, and instructions will be provided at the close of this session. And actually, we'll have a file that you can drag off the screen onto your desktop that has that information. Our series as we go forward is designed to be flexible. If we get a swell of requests around the topic that we've missed or a particular tool that you'd like specific training on, we really would like to develop a future part of the series around those. So we really encourage you to come on afterwards and involve in our blog. Now, one thing about viewing and participating in the webinar, you'll see that there's a full screen button down towards the bottom of your screens, and that'll toggle between the entire screen, in which if you do that, all you'll see is the slide presentation. And you click it again and it'll toggle it back, and you'll also see the chat window where you can enter your questions. So we have a few polling questions we'd like you to respond to right now. We'll also have some polling questions at the end, and we would just like you. You can quickly go on and click your response, A, B, C, or D. Here we'll give 15-20 seconds for each one of these. So we'd like as many of you to click. Your vote is anonymous. Gives us some sense about who's viewing this and participating. The first question, as you see up there, is what aspect of today's seminar are you most interested in? And we're getting a good set of votes. The set of polling questions at the end of the presentation will also help us, give us some idea of what your future interests are. So let's go to the next question. And how did you hear about today's seminar? If you could just give us that information quickly here. And it's real simple. Just take your mouse pointer up there and click on the A, B, C, or D. Or I guess there's an E there as well. Vote on those. Looks like we've got a very good audience out there. The next polling question. How many webinars have you attended in the past year? And our series, it's been interesting as those of us that have planned this, as we've kind of seen, as we talk about ag in uncertain times, things have been changing and moving very rapidly. And so it's part of that rapid change and the volatility we've seen that was kind of the instigator of why we thought it might be useful to pull this series together. So, here's one last question. How are you connected to today's seminar? Just gives us some indication. It helps us know how graphic intense we ought to be. So, we appreciate your responding here. We are going to use this information to make the webinar series as we move on through it as beneficial to you, the audience, as we possibly can. Oh, I guess there's one more up there. And nope, let's take that one off and bring it up later, if you could, Trent. Well, we're going to vote. It's open. It just shows you we're a work in progress here. So, yeah, this is not perfection. For some of us, it's our first webinar. Others are more experienced, and but we hope it's a valuable experience for you.